you dance on a pole, don't make you. I don't mind when you're working for three. If you leave with me, girl, I know you gotta make that money, money, money. Oh, money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Girl, go and do your business. Make that money, money, money. Make your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes as long as you come.
And we're back to the morning drive on WSR.
So much is going on in this house.
How'd you hurt your finger on the button?
No, because my hand was under the desk and I heard the song. So I hurry up and pressed the mics on. But I
so
hurt
much,
myself in
so
the process.
Much days are going
but I got
right
it.
Now.
I got
Fabi
it.
Fabi has a guest on the line with us. Who do we have on
we
the line?
We have a guest on the line with us today. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Jennifer.
How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying this weather here in South Florida.
Yes.
Oh, so you're not from around here?
Nope, nope. I actually live in Washington, D.C. and Baltimore right now. So I'm down here vacationing and just being with my people, all the fellow Haitians.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say you. I don't know what you were doing up there in that weather, but welcome. Welcome to Sunshine.
And since you weren't able to make it to the station, I'm going to introduce you to my co-host. We have Rebecca.
Hey.
And we have DJ Ronel.
No.
DJ Bro, sorry. We have Ronel.
Ronel, a.k.a. DJ
Bro. Okay, sorry, boy. Sorry. Okay, I want you to introduce yourself a little bit, you know, for those people who don't know you. I mean, I know you on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. But
I'm a little heavy on the social media.
I do have you only on Facebook. I don't know how to handle Twitter or Instagram. They're still teaching me how to do it. But I want you to introduce yourself, you know, just a quick minute.
Okay. No problem. My name is Jennifer Jean-Pierre. I work for the American College of Cardiology by day, and I am a fashion and lifestyle blogger by night. My biggest platform, though, is empowering women. And also providing a positive image of Haiti, because you know the media likes to portray us as something that we are not.
Mm-hmm.
We've got beautiful people, beautiful art, beautiful music, and a beautiful country, and I'm trying to do everything that I can to make sure that we change everyone's image of our country.
And how long are you in town?
Don't answer that.
That's a trick question.
It is a legitimate question.
He's trying to get with you.
No, Rebecca.
I'm here until I get on the plane to go back.
I like that. No, it's okay. Sorry, we just got to stall that. You see what just happened? That's what that was.
So you were born and raised in Haiti or here?
I was born in Haiti. I came here when I was 6 years old in 1988. I know I'm telling my age right now. but we lived in Michigan, of all places, I know.
What?
That's basically where I was raised.
Yeah, I got on the wrong
flight.
In the
cold, in the snow.
Y'all got on the wrong flight.
Yeah, I asked my mom that. I said, are you sure we didn't mean to go to California or Florida? She's like, no, this is where we're coming. So that's where we came. But no, Michigan's awesome. It's not as bad as everyone, you know, thinks that it is.
I've been to Detroit and Flint. I don't know.
No, I grew up in East Lansing.
Okay.
I love it. It's very neighborly there. I mean, like, you still borrow cups of sugar and stuff, so
okay.
I like it.
So two questions. First, do you actually have to return the sugar that you borrowed?
Of course not.
Oh, whew. Oh, by the way, man, I'd be behind. I'd end up owing pounds of sugar. Secondly, so what part of Haiti were you from?
Port-au-Prince.
Okay.
I lived on Delma.
Oh, wow. Woo, woo, woo. Shout out to people from Delma. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I follow you on Facebook, and you always post something about fashion. You always talk about your blog. I want you to talk about that a little bit. What brought you to have like a blog, like a fashion blog? You were featured on so many magazines, and I want you to talk about that a little bit.
Okay, well, I come from a long line of women who are into fashion. A lot of my great aunts were seamstresses, or they just somehow worked with fashion, so I think it's just in my bloodline. But when I was younger, it was just all about the magazines. Like, I mean, I still have probably over 4,000 magazines. I'm a hoarder when it comes to magazines. I'm not throwing them out. And what I did is I got a new camera, actually, and I was like, ooh, this is a cute outfit. So I just started taking pictures of myself in my outfit. So that's how the blog came to be. And then I was featured on another Haitian American site, Fashion Bomb Daily. I don't know if you know Claire Fulmers, but her site is huge, and she featured me, and then my site just started, you know, getting a lot more readers and followers, and I was like, oh no, I gotta step it up a little bit. So that's kind of where the blog started, I guess you can say. Now I'm trying to make it more of a business and switching it from just fashion to lifestyle. So I'm very big into photography, so I like going around and taking pictures of the different cities that I visit, and I still keep a fashion focus, but a little bit of everything. So I'm actually adding like a Haitian culture tab to it. I don't know if you guys know, like my cousin started the Haitian polo team.
Yeah.
So that's huge, and I've been doing a lot of features for him. I mean, they are kicking butt and taking names.
I actually emailed them. I emailed them, but so I think I'm gonna need your number. You know, I'm gonna need you to talk to them for me.
Oh, I will definitely talk to Claude Ali. He's awesome, and what they're doing is just so successful. I'm so proud of them. They're changing the face of Haiti through polo, which is considered, you know, the sport of kings. So
exactly,
everyone's like, "What? The Haitian polo team? Yep, the Haitian polo team."
I commend them, because a lot of people say men aren't good at multitasking, and you got to ride a horse and hit a ball. So I'm just saying.
Yeah. Those horses are going like 35 to 40 miles per hour, too.
Wow.
So tell me a little bit about the name of the site, Comme Coco.
I had an obsession with Coco Chanel for the longest time. And I knew I wanted something that was French, since that's my first language. So that's where Comme Coco came from, like Coco Chanel. I wanted to rebrand for a while, just because a lot of people were, you know, saying Comme Coco, or, you know, all no, it's French, like, get it together. Last name is Jean-Pierre. How is that Spanish? But anyway, I wanted to rebrand, but everyone was like, no, that just fits you. So
yeah, it fits
that
you.
That is where the name came to be.
So wait, you passed a very important part. Tu parles français?
Je parle français.
Okay, so
you're seducing him right now.
No,
it's just that little French.
I enjoy speaking French.
I'm about to go to break.
Just that little French.
I think the accent is wonderful. But definitely, so as you know, I'm on the page right now, so of course I'm looking around, I'm checking it. Now, I feel, for nothing, for lack of a better phrase, some kind of way. Because all these fashion blogs go up, and we rarely see anything for the gentleman. Why? Where are the guys? You know, where can we go?
I mean, if you look deep enough, I have done some men's styling guides. That is something that I really want to bring to Comme Coco. I'm actually looking for, you know, male models or guys who want to submit their looks to me, and I can start doing a weekly feature, because I believe men's fashion is coming, like, strong. There are so many influences now. It's not just, you know, you throw on some pants and a shirt and you head out the door. There are so many different things that you guys can do now. So I do want to start that on the blog. So if any of your readers think that they look fly, please send me pictures of your best outfits, and I will feature you.
Well, we have a candidate. We have a candidate right in the studio right here. His name is DJ Burger.
I mean, he be rocking curly hair, bright color. I'm just saying, y'all ain't ready.
I mean, send me your stuff. I'm all about promoting.
You can check him out on our Facebook page.
I'm going to.
Yeah, you can check him out on Facebook page, and you can see how stylish he is. And how...
Oh, I'm all about it.
Don't let this girl bother you.
I walk down the street, and if I see a guy who, like, has a nice outfit, I am the first to compliment. A well-put-together man, there is nothing like it.
Okay. And we're actually going to take a little break right now. And when we come back, I want you to talk about the event that you're having.
Okay.
And we're going to have a lot of fun today, okay?
Sounds good. I'm all about
fun. Okay. All right, so we'll be right back to the morning drive on WSRF, 1580 AM. 107.9, got our name all on the air. Yeah, this ain't they taking over, so y'all better be prepared. And we're back to the morning drive on WSR at 1580 AM. Et faut me dire bonjour to Jennifer. Comment vas-tu ce matin encore?
Oh, ça va bien. Comment ça va pour toi?
We're going to do this morning. C'est ça nous va le faire? Va oui. Méchante.
Les jaloux.
Jaloux de que ça.
Tu dois apprendre.
Non, elle would be jaloux.
Ouh!
Oh. Gonna...
Cut your mic off.
She's such a hater. But thank you so much for joining us. Now, of course, I was stalking and just reading up on the blog a little bit. I see you enjoy football. Do you play and watch football or football?
American football, okay. Not soccer.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with playing and watching. So I'll actually be back in Florida in about a week because we've got Nationals in Orlando. So it's a big thing. Flag football is big right now, so I'm enjoying playing it.
So you single, girl? Cause you sound like the man's dream right now.
I am single, but not actively looking.
But that don't mean if they don't find you, you gonna say no. We stop playing. Well, back to the interview.
I mean, maybe they do, maybe they don't.
Don't listen to him, okay, Jennifer? Don't listen to him. We know what? We're going to go back to interview mode. Let's reset.
Okay. I was interviewing. Let's it was a reset. Personal interview. It's different.
Well, just like my blog, I'm all about transparency, so I have no problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to know where you have, where does that fashion thing come from, like, for you?
Well, I mean, like I said, like, earlier, you know, it's influenced a lot by my family.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, when I see fashion, I think fashion and style are completely different. Like, I am all about personal style because that's going to show the world who you are or who you want to be. One of my biggest quotes that I write on the blog pretty much every single day is inhale fashion, exhale style. So you want to take what, you know, the trendsetters are giving you and then change it up and make it your own. That's my thing. I believe like fashion and style is all about expressing yourself to the world. So I hate when people wear a trend head to toe without kind of just changing it up a little bit, making it your own. That's what art is to me, is taking your life experiences and putting it on your body somehow and letting the world know who you are.
So taking what's out there and putting a little stank on it. So
exactly.
You are so
that's the best way to put it. Oh, I love it, though.
She's going to be proud of him. All right, so speaking of trends, you know, the year is coming to an end. We have like a day and a half left.
Yeah.
What are some of the fashion and beauty trends that you've seen in 2014 that you just need to come to an end?
Actually, I love the trends this year because it was all about like looseness and knitwear. The color orange, which I love. So I actually liked, I know, cocoon coats. I do not like oversized coats. That's what I dislike. Just like bigger, baggier coats and outerwear just wasn't for me. I like things a little bit more tailored to your body or fitted. So no, I didn't like that. Didn't work for me. Not for my shape, at least. For others, it looks great. I mean, if you've got, you know, you're tall and lean, it works for you. For me, it just added weight that I do not need to be added.
Okay, what about two outfits or trends that you think needs to come back, you know, for 2015?
Oh, everything that I like is still pretty much, I guess, in style. Mm-hmm. What needs to come back?
Like, I see people wearing crop tops. You know, all those shorts.
Crop tops are here to stay. I think crop tops are here to stay. Like, you know, skirt sets are here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a crop top with either a midi A-line skirt, like a full skirt, or even just a more fitted pencil skirt. I mean, those are two of my favorite looks. I love that. And unfortunately, Kim Kardashian does that really well.
sure does.
She got that don't.
I don't love, you know, giving her props, but Kanye has taken her style to a whole new level, so I'm going to give him that.
Mm-hmm.
I think something that I love that hasn't really come back is I think anything that looks really, really nice it's always in style. So I'll have to think about that one.
Okay.
Well, now I have to ask. So how do you feel about the natural movement? Now, it really, really took off this year. Like, everyone went natural. Yeah. You see curly hair everywhere, or the dreads, or the big chop. Everyone's just chopping hair. So how do you feel about the natural movement?
Well, considering most of my friends are natural, and I don't think I have any friends that still relax their hair, I love it. I love the big, wild, free hair, just wearing it in its natural state. I think it's definitely more high maintenance. I tried it myself. I went almost 2 years, and one day I was trying to detangle my hair. No one told me, like, detangle it with a whole bunch of conditioner in
it. Oh, no.
So I didn't do that. I tried to detangle it dry. The comb
Ooh.
Got stuck
Ooh.
In my hair. With the comb stuck in my hair, I went straight to the Dominicans, and I said, I can do something with it. So I can't do this.
Sorry
and
for laughing.
That was the end of it for me.
Aww.
But I am trying again. I'm trying again.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm going to be chopping my hair soon. So. It's going.
Wonel is the type of guy that loves the long hair blowing in the
like
wind.
Like most men.
So, yep. So, when he just heard you say chop, a piece of his soul just left his soul.
See, I'm typical Haitian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be sugar long. Okay, whether it's natural, whether it's relaxed, dread, whatever, it could be a bill of fruit. I just like sugar long.
Okay, well, here's my question for you. What is it about long hair?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
They don't care.
What is the appeal?
I hate you.
I don't know. What? No, I was saying long hair, don't care. I just, I guess growing up, it was a symbol of femininity.
Yeah, exactly.
So seeing it, and it honestly is just the wild state. Now, I'm not going to say I haven't seen short hair dudes that are hot. No, I'd be lying. But for me, especially if, you know, I'm allowed to touch it, woo.
I think for men, it's like when women have long hair, it enhances their beauty. I don't know. I think that's the way they see it. But
I think so too. Mm-hmm. But I think we are reclaiming the image of femininity, and short hair is where it's at. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. I feel a lot more saucy with the short hair.
Exactly.
I mean, as long as it's there, don't too. I'm good.
I am peak leaves with the short hair.
I'm so done.
Wow. Okay. What about makeup? Like, makeup trends that you like?
Them eyebrows that be on fleek.
Well, I love a thick eyebrow. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day, it was all about the thin and the arch.
Yeah.
But now, I love a full, thick eyebrow. But it has to be maintained. I'm not talking about let's run wild and free and have a carpet over your eyes.
Wow.
Like, it has to still be maintained. So brows are big. Maybelline just came out with this brow game. Brow mascara that is awesome. Like, I love that thing. It just kind of darkens it, keeps everything in line. And I'm always about a good, bold pout.
Mm-hmm.
Like a deep red or a vampy color. Mm-hmm. Or during the day, you do like a nice nude. Matte
nude
velvet
day.
Teddy
okay.
is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's all about the lift, the brows, and mascara. A good mascara can take you far.
Okay. Rebecca, I know you had a question.
No, my thing is about what's to leave in 2014 is the whole highlighting contouring thing, because they take it to the extreme. This whole banana powder with Ben Nye, oh my gosh. Under the when they take pictures and then the flash hits them back,
oh,
it looks like a ghost is looking
yeah.
at you. Because they don't blend it right, or it's too light. It's just, it's really bad.
Well, I mean, makeup should enhance. It shouldn't completely change
Thank
the
you.
Way you look or your bone structure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never believed that. I don't wear foundation. Like, I can do my makeup in 3 to 4 minutes. Like, it's quick. So I don't do contouring. I don't wear foundation. Like, I want to still look like Jennifer Dompierre.
And
I don't want to look like somebody else.
I can't deal with these Instagram girls with a picture before they be looking like Planet of the Apes. And they'll come out looking like Halle Berry. It's not fair. No. I've seen some bad ones. I have too.
I follow a lot of makeup artists. And sometimes, you know, I'm like, you know, this doesn't look good. Like, it literally looks like you have painted a canvas instead of a human. Like, mm-hmm. it's too much for me. It's too much.
I should be able
to
sue.
I like things a little rough around the edges, I think.
Exactly, and I really hate when, like you said, you go somewhere to put a makeup on your face, but it's like who's that? Nobody can recognize you. You look totally different. You look like a mannequin. You look very, very different. But you get to go to boutique ou te gagne ou même, and you know they give you something else. Now you're somebody else.
Exactly. Oh, another trend I cannot stand is fake eyelashes, not like individuals. I'm talking about the ones that make you look like
you're about to fly away.
Character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, Snuffleupagus. If you look like Snuffleupagus, like, come on, you did that wrong.
I'm going to tell y'all, I went to a party. Well, you know, being grown up, we got drinks. We're swirling our glasses, you know, talking about politics and religion and socioeconomics. So we're swirling our drinks.
Who took flight?
And, you know, when you just happen to look beyond the person you're speaking with for just a second. I watched a young lady. I swear to you, I couldn't make this up.
She took flight?
No. It fell off and into her drink.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
So what did you have to do?
I damn near spat my beverage out my mouth. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen in life.
Oh, no. But you know what? I blame you guys sometimes.
Yep.
You have these women thinking they have to do all of this to get your attention or to be, you know, a bad,
Not Warnell.
You don't have to do that. Like, that's my thing is be yourself. Be yourself and the right guy will find you. But I blame you guys because of all these, like, models and you know, actresses that you guys are like, oh, yeah, that's nice.
Not knowing that she's wearing makeup herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And, being photoshopped or amazing. So I blame you men.
Not me.
You need to embrace a little bit more of your naturally beautiful sisters and stop with, you know, all these bad.
In my defense, and some of the gentlemen that I know, a lot of us down here, we are simple. For me, I need three things. Some length of shirt. I don't want to have longer hair than you. I got long hair, so don't let me beat you. That's it. Okay. You got to have some dunk. Okay. I'm thick, so you can't be less thick than me. And then about 20% stank. That's it. Only 20%. No more. You can take a little less, about 15%. That's it. And I'm good.
Oh, I'm sure you need, you know, somebody's going to cook for you too, right?
I ain't want to get there yet because you got to get in the door before you start. You want to scare them away.
How's the fashion between D.C. and down here? Because a lot of people that comes from different places that come down here, they're like, oh, Florida doesn't have a sense of style, blah, blah, blah. What is the difference between the two?
Well, I lived in Florida for about 2 years before I moved to D.C. So I went Michigan, Florida, D.C. And Michigan is all about being comfortable. Florida is all about flashy. Like, it's time to say goodbye to True Religion jeans and bejeweled T-shirts. Like, seriously? Like, can we get some... I personally don't think I like the way people in Florida dress. But again, that's their style, so I'm all about it. Like, if that's what you want to represent to the world, then hey, do you. But I wouldn't do it.
I think they wear the flashy T-shirt just in case they end up at some party. Because you never know when you're in Miami where the party's going
to
be at.
Yeah, but I mean, you can do a nice T-shirt, and it doesn't have to have rhinestones on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do a nice graphic print T-shirt and throw, like, a lightweight blazer over it.
I'm okay with that.
Jeez.
I'm over the whole Ed Hardy T-shirt look where everything's super bright and the skulls and like the rhinestones and then a diamond in the back and then it was just like yellow on the side. Like, what?
With Chucks.
Yeah, it's too much. Like, if you hurt my eyes when I'm looking at your T-shirt, then you need to change.
And also, we were going to talk about the five diets. Like, the five top diets that, you know, that people use, like, in 2014. And I know you kind of talked about that on your blog. I don't know if I'm mistaken. But what is the top five diet or the one that you can remember that people used a lot or people were crazy about in 2014?
Well, I'm not very big on, like, diets. Like, I really focus on having, like, just a healthy lifestyle and balance. Balance is the key for me. But those crazy, like, juice cleanse diet, like where you're just drinking juice for 5 days, like, let it go. Your body needs more than just some juice. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't see our, you know, our ancestors chilling and just making juice all the time. Like, you need protein and carbs. You need a good balance. So mm-hmm. the juices, they got to go. Like, you can do it for maybe a day or two to just detox, you know, clean out your kidney, liver, whatever it is that you need to do. But if you're doing it just to lose weight, guess what? The minute you put some solid foods in your body, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to put that weight right back on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So now, since since we're talking about some of the health trends and women images or the images of women, how do you feel about the waist training?
I purchased a waist trainer mm-hmm. because my people that I follow on Instagram, she was just, you know, selling it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try this because I have more of an up and down shape. I'm shaped more like a boy. But when I put on weight,
I disagree.
No.
he's been staring at your pictures for like a while.
It's official. He's fallen in love with
I'm
you.
I'm reading
Jennifer.
The blog. That is not true.
So if you get a call from 305-945-5380, or just know.
Well, I mean, if we want to go back to the waist trainers, the more I did research on them, I was wondering, I was like, how does it do that to your body? But it's rearranging your organs. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's unhealthy. It is unhealthy, and it's an unattainable. I just don't like it.
What about the diet pill?
My waist trainer just chills in my closet.
mm-hmm. You can't get a refund after using it a couple times?
Yeah. My thing is like, be happy with what God gave you.
Exactly.
Of course you're going to want to be a healthier you. I'm not going to say, oh, don't do anything. Get completely obese. Because there's a big difference between obese and, you know, having a little extra something-something. Mm-hmm. So be happy with what God gave you and stop trying to change the way you look. You know, like, you can maybe enhance in a positive way, but don't try to be somebody that you're not. Like, there's only one of you, and celebrate it. That's the way I see it.
Okay. For me, the key is exercise. As long as you exercise and you're healthy, that's the key. That's everything you need to know.
I work with a lot of, you know, cardiologists, mm-hmm. so I am fully 100% about, you know, cardiovascular exercise and eating well. I'm not saying that, you know, this little trip to Florida, I have not eaten well in any way, shape, or form, but I'll get back to it when I get back to
you. You need to relax sometimes. Sometimes when you go overboard, that's when you end up binging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now we're talking about, once again, women images, fashion, beauty, health. What would you say if social media has impacted that positively or negatively?
I honestly would say positively, just because I'm seeing an abundance of, you know, curvier women or women that society would deem as overweight getting their shine on Instagram. There are so many, like, you know, thick and beautiful or curvy fashion pages that highlight those women. So they're getting their chance to be on the big stage, even if it's just Instagram, because we all know that fashion magazines are not going to, you know, put women that look like me with thicker thighs or more athletic shapes. They're not going to be on a cover of a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think social media gives them a platform to say, hey, look at me. Like, I look damn good with all these curves. You may not think so, but I do.
Exactly.
So I'm going to say positively.
Okay. It's already 9:57. We only have a couple minutes left. So I want you to talk about the event that you're having today.
Yes, I'm pretty excited about it. It was actually one of my readers who sent me a message. Her name is Emmy Cortez. And she sent me a message. She said, you're going to be in Florida. Like, you should have a meetup. And I was thinking, what? People want to meet me? Like, that's kind of cool. So she is the one that spearheaded it. She contacted Mocha Cafe and Lounge in North mm-hmm. Miami. And we're just doing a Haitian girls meetup, Haitian girls night out. I mean, men are free to come, of course.
Exactly.
I want to hang out with my ladies, you know. I want to mm-hmm. meet more people and just have fun. It's going to be a chill event.
The guys can come. They can stay outside.
I'm sorry?
The guys can just stay outside. They don't need to come
in. Yeah, they can do that. Or they can just, you know, hold the cameras and, you know, take our picture.
I am tired of being treated like chopped liver, okay?
You'll be all right.
Now you know how we've been feeling for years.
Exactly.
No, you guys made the chopped liver. That's different.
Mm-mm. So what time is the event? What time? We already know the location.
It's from 6:30 to 10 p.m. tonight at Mocha Cafe and Lounge, which is on 738 Northeast 125th Street in North Miami. So it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be fun, and I'm actually going to be taking it on the road and doing a little bit more of these. Next stop will be in New York, so I'm looking forward to it, and I hope I see everyone there ready to take pictures and have some fun and finally eat some really good Haitian food.
Exactly.
Everyone except one L, apparently.
So it's not a paid event, right? It's not a paid event.
It is not a paid event.
Okay, just making sure.
Okay. Nope, we're just gonna hang out.
Okay.
I have to say thank you. You know, although the men are being neglected, but you know, I always love seeing folks talk about once again their beauty and enjoying who they really are, and you know, just being positive about it. Like you said, whether on social media or putting together the blog, I'm gonna be on there. I got a few people I know that need to check out some of the advice on here, but I'm not gonna put their personal names out. I didn't put that.
Where can they find you, Jennifer? Where can they find you? What's the site? What's the Facebook, Twitter?
The site is www.comcoco.com. So comecoco.com. I'm on Instagram as comcoco. I'm on Facebook as comcoco. I'm on Twitter as comcoco. So it's com_coco on Twitter. And I like to engage with everyone. Like, I respond to comments. I respond to every email.
Yeah,
you do.
I comment all the time on your pictures. You always comment back. So I'm like, oh wow, okay.
Well, I believe in engaging with everyone. Like, I don't consider myself a celebrity or anyone cool. Like, I am just a girl with a website who's putting some pictures up. That's the way I see it. So.
Okay, and before
if I inspire someone, then I'm happy.
Okay, it's already 7:00, and before we go, we're gonna try out your Creole. Let's see if your Creole works.
One L,
do us the honor of teaching her a Creole first.
Well, on our show, we sign off by saying "anale." Of course, you know what that means. It's just a great way of getting people.
Yeah,
bien facile. C'est très facile. So, you know, on the count of three, you got to give the people a hearty one. Like, you got to give one, like, you're in the huddle, you're about to play a good game of football.
Okay.
All right, so on the count of three. Getting you hype. Let's go. One, two, three.
Onale.
You see how she added a little cute at the end. It's all right. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Of course, everyone go check out comcoco.com and check her out this evening at Mocha Cafe. Have some tassel in Winnell's name because I'm not invited.
You can come. You can come. You're invited, babe. You're invited.
Secondhand invitation. Now, thank you so much. You have a great one. And hopefully we get to hang out before you leave Florida. But if not, till next time.
Till next time. Thank you so much, everyone. And I look forward to meeting you guys tonight.
Okay, right. I'll see you later.
Have a great night. I know Ernest is coming on with Bumble, but you know we'll be back tomorrow morning with some dessert.
With some dessert and some Happy New Year's for you guys. We're definitely gonna be saying Happy New Year's all the time for like 5 minutes.
No, Fabi would.
Yeah. I will. Every sentence, I'm gonna put Happy New Year.
We're gonna hit the button. That's what we're gonna do.
Okay, bye,
her.
You guys.
DJ, go ahead and spin tomorrow. That track for us.
Mon plaisir.